Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in, folks. Thursday edition of Sports Talk. That means we're here at the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff, getting ready for all the action Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now we're going to be talking to, on the line with us, Mike Evie Van Pelt, publisher of Rebel Walk, as the Rebels hosting LSU Saturday, 2:30. Evie, thanks so much for giving us some time today.
I am here. I'm here, great. And I'm excited. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you, Evie. I'm glad you're able to join us. How surprised have you been in watching Trinidad Chambliss? Charlie Long and I got an opportunity. We go to Manning, and so we looking around. We grabbing interviews. And the second interview I grab, I told Charlie, I want to talk to that guy. And it was Austin Simmons. And he's a big dude. And so before we do the interview, I said, Austin, tell me something that I don't know about you. And he was like, well, Mr. Mike, I graduated. I was like, you're 19 years old. He said, well, yeah, I already got my degree. Now, I knew he had skipped a grade and he had graduated at 19. I was so impressed with the way that ball came out of his arm because, you know, being that southpaw. But you look at Trinidad. Okay, I know how they list him. I don't think he's nearly that height, put it to you that way. But he's just a playmaker. And Evie, he's a winner. There is something about that in life, about somebody who figures out a way to get it done. And that's what Chambliss has done. He's been terrific.
Yeah, he really has, Mike. And I tell you, I think, you know, we know Lane Kiffin knows what he's doing when it comes to quarterbacks. And I think they saw him. Lane said somebody on his staff brought him the footage of Trinidad at D2 Ferris State. And then they did all they could to get him into Oxford. And I think, you know, Lane identified some things in that young man. And he talked about, honestly, after, I believe it was the Arkansas game, Lane talked about, and you know, Lane doesn't gush ever, but he was kind of gushing. And he said, he's just got that it factor about him. So I think that's kind of what you're talking about. They just find, you know, just find a way to make it happen.
One of the things I know Lane always has talked about because of his passing, but they really like to run the football. I think it's an unsung part of what Ole Miss likes to do. Last year they weren't as efficient running it as maybe in years past, and maybe that got something to do with the running back, too, that ended up at Ohio State. But you got Lacy this year, and Kawan, especially when you get in the red zone, he's been the guy to put the ball in the end zone.
Yeah, he really has. They really needed him. You know, they wanted him. They wanted him last year when he was a freshman, when he was going through recruiting. He was from here in Texas, and they thought down to the very final minute that they were getting him until he put on that Missouri hat. But, yeah, we thought they were getting him, too. We had somebody there to cover it. So I know they wanted him. So I don't know if that, you know, played any role in – in last season, you know, they really were thinking they were going to have Kiwan. But, yeah, I mean, he's brought them back that part of the game that they, you're right, they absolutely were missing last year.
I think the hardest thing to replace is when you lose people up front, offensive, defensive linemen. And I know you and I talked about this, when you lose what they lost along the defensive line, Walter Nolan, who was a first-round pick, and then Princely, ended up being a third-round pick. Ivy signed as a free agent contract. J.J. Fugiz was, man, he's a really good athlete, and he's quite an interview. He got picked in the draft. How has their defensive line looked so far this year? When you look at it, when you lose four top guys like that, all to the National Football League, Evie, that's a tough replace for any team in college football.
Oh, it really is. I mean, to lose that many guys who are now, playing on NFL teams is pretty tough. But Pete Golding has talked about it a couple of times and said, he likes the guys that they've got. He doesn't really feel like they're losing much. Now, I will say it's hard to replace Walter Nolan, but, he commented that, and Lane's pretty good at that whole portal thing, but he said, we didn't bring in any interior defensive line guys via the portal. We liked who we had. And so I thought that was interesting. And I'd keep my eyes on big Xavier Harris, big defensive tackle, 6'8", 330. He's an outstanding player. They had Cam Franklin, a defensive end, who was a former, number one player in Mississippi. Same thing with Will Eccles, another Mississippi boy. And then, of course, they've got Suntarian Perkins and Prince William on Mialen, Princely's little brother. And actually, Lane has said he thinks at this point Prince Will is farther along than Princely was. So that's interesting. So, no, they don't have that level. I don't think they're getting exactly the same amount of pressure that group last year was. And Jared Ivey, I don't want to forget him last year. He was outstanding. He was a really smart, talented player. So, but it's not been as big of a drop-off as maybe a lot of people might have thought.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The kicking game, and that's something, if it comes down to a late field goal, Evie, I would feel very confident if I'm Ole Miss sending that guy out on the field. He is really one of those guys that I could see one day he's going to pop a 65-yard field goal, either in college or the pros.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And that, I don't know if folks have noticed it, Rebel fans have, but there have been a lot of times this season that you just knew Lane was going to go for it on fourth down, that he actually sent the kicker out there, Lucas Carnero. He's 10 of 11, as long as 54, and he's hit, all of his PATs so far. But Lane said after this last game, after the win over Tulane, he commented and said, there was actually one time in this game where the analytics said to go ahead and go for it, but I've got so much confidence in Carnero, we went ahead and kicked. And he was 3 for 3 and hit the 54-yarder. So you're right. Ole Miss is pretty strong in the kicking game this year.
In watching the Tulane, I couldn't watch it because I was doing LSU coverage, but in watching that Tulane-Ole Miss game again, what I was impressed with was the Ole Miss defensive backs, almost like they had Velcro on the Tulane wideouts. Now it's a different group of receivers, and I really think the LSU receiving core is the strength of their team, top to bottom. You look at that unit, it's really good. But you had a big loss. Trey Amos ended up being a second round pick in the draft last year. That to me is the challenge here, because I don't think they'll be able to get the pressure that maybe they got last year on Nussmeier in the game in Tiger Stadium. Can the Ole Miss defensive backs cover those LSU wideouts and all of them can run? And I do think this is a game Brian Kelly wants Chris Hilton to get much more involved with.
You know, I think it's interesting. I think it's going to come down to, I mean, Lane has talked a lot about the LSU defense and how LSU got, how Brian Kelly got the top three highest paid DBs in the portal, the top three DBs. And he said, you know, this is, I mean, I think personally this is going to come down to how can the Ole Miss wide receivers do against that talented LSU secondary, and then vice versa, what you just mentioned, a very talented Tiger receiving core up against Ole Miss's secondary that they've pretty much had to rebuild. So keep an eye on Antonio Kite. He is a transfer from Auburn, and I don't think they expected him maybe to come in and be as ready to go as he was. Kapina Gushikin, I'm probably butchering his name every time I say it, but he was a transfer from Washington State. He's a safety. He's doing real well. Wydette Williams is a safety that made some tackles against Tulane, but he was the one who recovered the fumble that Ole Miss had to have against Arkansas. TJ Dottery forced it. He recovered it. Anyway, Chris Graves Jr., I don't think they've not been tested like they will be this coming weekend. But you know what? I don't know that either team has been tested, you know, in any position group thus far this season like they will be Saturday.
Evie, I agree with you. I think this is the best offense LSU is going to have to go up against. And I think for Ole Miss, LSU's defense is the best defense they've had to go up with. You know, it's a crazy thing. The last 4 years, the home team has won here. And you think about last year, Eve, how could Ole Miss lose that game? You walk away from that stadium, and you said, you know, I was walking with a couple of different people, and they're like, how did LSU win? You know, because Ole Miss did everything right. But win the game, so to speak.
They led for all but 13 seconds of that game. I mean, I think that one is, you know, as many in that rivalry, you know, it's just stuck in the craw. I think Will Eccles, the defensive lineman for Ole Miss, commented earlier this week, you know, we still feel that one in our gut. And I think that, you know, that's true. But I also saw where Brian Kelly this week, you know, I guess maybe they had been talking about the 2 years ago, the game in Oxford that was just that was another barn burner. And he said the difference is, you know, this year we're bringing a defense with us. And Lane Kiffin has talked about that. He said, you know, LSU always in the past, present, and in the future gets the top players in the state of Louisiana. That is a given. He said the difference is now they have mastered the portal. They're spending the money, and they've mastered the portal, and there's a reason they were the top class. And he said, you know, the guys they got on the defensive line and in the secondary in the portal, he said, just, you know, outstanding.
You and I talked about this when they hired him, but Pete Golding, and I told you, I think he took a lot of heat in Alabama and kind of unjustified. He has really been a difference maker as a coach. And I know, you know, you hear it from David, you hear it from me, that coaching still matters. And Pete Golding has really been a huge plus in what he's been able to do with that defensive talent at Ole Miss.
Yeah, you know, that's true. And I think one thing that I see from Pete that I maybe didn't always see at Ole Miss in recent years, besides, you know, his ability to spot talent and recruit it and bring it in and coach it, is he makes really good adjustments in the game itself. And so when Ole Miss played Arkansas a couple of weekends ago, you know what, they gave up like 28 points or something like that in the first half, 28, I think. And Ole Miss fans were like, oh, wait a minute, this doesn't feel good. We hadn't seen, you know, this defense like this in a while. But boom, you know, halftime, Pete makes some adjustments with his guys and they give up 7 the rest of the game. And so I think that's also something. And so that's to your point. I mean, you can have all the money in the world and the portal stars and whatever, but you still got to coach them.
Thanks so much for the time, folks. To check out all her great work, go to the Rebel Walk. Find out more information on Ole Miss as they get ready to host LSU on Saturday.
Oh, Evie, I always wish you the best of luck, but not this Saturday.
Same. Right back at you, Mike.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, but not too great.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Evie. That was Evie Van Pelt, publisher of The Rebel Walk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.